Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
And welcome
to Off Script,
a podcast
where we usually compare books to their movies.
But we just finished season 7.
What? Season 7?
Yeah, how is that even possible?
I can't believe that.
That's massively insane to me.
That's so exciting.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I'm just so proud of us.
I honestly am too. The fact that we're like going through season 8 right now. Dude, I was looking at our check marks and yeah, a lot of our check marks are still missing, you know, movies and stuff. But it actually, I was like, God damn, look at us. Like we have quite a few books in season 8 already done.
I know. I'm so proud of us.
I know, me too. It's pretty good.
Yes, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but today we're going to talk about 17 other books.
16
or movies.
Oh, 17. 16. You're right.
16 books, but I did not include it in our calculations because we could not compare a book and a movie.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So that makes sense.
Okay. But yes, we have 17 that we read this season, including Tuck Everlasting, which was our bonus over the break.
Wait, that's how.
Yes. Yes.
I was like, how is this episode 17 of season 7 if we've read 17 books? I realize that's how now.
That's how. We always had that sneaky little bonus episode.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing. Should we just start?
Yeah. Let's go.
All right. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's talk about everything we've covered this season.
Yeah. Let's.
Okay. We got Tuck Everlasting, The Children of Men, Fight Club, Beauty and the Beast, Mickey 7, American Psycho, I Am Legend, Taming of the Shrew, 10 Things I Hate About You, Mrs. Frisbee and the Rats of Nim, or The Secret of Nim, The Black Phone, The Long Walk, The Boogeyman, The Dark Tower, Gunslinger, It Versus It, Jurassic Park, Pain Hustlers, and Spoiler Alert.
Such a good season.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know if you do this when we go over it, but I get like thrown back to, oh, I remember reading that one, or I remember listening and like what I was doing mm-hmm. while mm-hmm. I was doing it. So it's like,
yeah,
the first
memory lane.
Yeah. Several actually all the way. Okay. The first 8 was mm-hmm. when I was making my fire pit. So it's like, I like, in the hot sun, that's what I was doing with all those first 8. And I remember, oh my gosh, that's so crazy. But so long ago.
I know, it really was, yeah. But it wasn't too. Isn't that insane?
I know. Isn't that weird?
We've just been on it. We've been so good with this.
I know. I'm so proud of us. All right. So should we talk about some theories?
Always.
Okay. Do you want to remind everybody what our theory is?
Yeah, so our theory is whichever you do first, whether that's read the book or watch the movie, that is typically the one that you're going to end up liking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so with this one, you guys, we had a couple like throw us for a loop because with Tuck Everlasting, we also compared it to the play. And mm-hmm. both of us liked the play better than either the book or the movie. Mm-hmm. So, but since we read the book and the and watched the movie, we, not in the episode, right now, we are declaring which one we liked better. Mm-hmm. I liked the book better.
And I liked the movie better.
Okay, so for our theory, that's what we're calculating. Mm-hmm. And then we did not include in our theory check it versus it because we were comparing movie to movie and that is not
movie
what
to
our
movie
theory.
To movie.
Yes. And that is not what our theory is about. So we did not include that one in our thing. So in our calculations, it's out of 16, not 17. Now, as always, this will be posted on our website. So when I keep throwing numbers at you, if you're like, that was so many numbers, I don't even know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Go check out our website and you'll be able to see it. So, yeah. So Bree, the theory of this season was correct 10 times out of 16. So that's a 63% for you. And it was incorrect 6 out of 16 times. So 38%. And you preferred two books out of 16 this season.
Holy shit.
I know. You preferred The Black Phone, which is a short story.
That's not even a book.
And then spoiler alert. Other than that, you like movies more every time.
Wow. That's crazy.
Crazy, right?
It's insane.
Oh my gosh. I mean, mine's not much better. But
no, I mean, you're more than me, which is insane. That's usually not the case.
I know. So my theory was correct 12 times. So I'm at 75%. It was incorrect 4 times. That's 25%. I preferred 4 books over the movies. My books I preferred was Tuck Everlasting, Mickey 7, The Long Walk. And spoiler alert. And then 12 movies. So that's 75% preferred movies this season. Isn't that just quite crazy?
Yeah, that's insane.
That is wild.
That's insane. Normally that's I do
gonna
better.
That's going to make our favorite book really easy. If we only have 2 or 4 to choose from.
That's true. That's very true.
Gosh. That's so funny. Anyways, so we have read a total of 131 books. Oh my God.
How's that feel, Allie?
Amazing. Now, actually, it's probably more like 129, 128, because I think Harry Potter is divided into 2 in here, and so is Hunger Games Breaking and Dawn. Twilight. Yeah. So, but I don't even care. Counting it. 131. Yep. So that means the theory is correct 94 times. That gives you a 72% accuracy. It's incorrect 37 times. That's 28%. This was the first time you officially have preferred more movies than books.
Holy shit.
I mean, it's
by
50-50.
One.
By one. So you preferred 65 books and 66 movies. Wow. So you were right down the middle. I thought that was impressive. But first time ever,
I am
went
impressive.
More movies.
That's insane. That surprises me, actually.
Yes. The theory is correct. 80 out of 131. So that's 61%. 51, it's incorrect. So that's 39%. I've preferred 61 books, 47%. And 70 movies, 53%. All right,
we're sticking pretty middle of the road.
I think so. We're doing pretty okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we have a solid theory when we're coasting at a C average, but
yeah, I don't think so. But
I don't think so. But I like saying that we have a theory. Oh my gosh. Okay. Shall we get to seeing how we did on if we made mistakes, if we got new information, all the fun jazz?
Yes.
Okay. Well, with Tuck Everlasting, we did not. We did pretty good.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. We that's never got your mom's friend's daughter on our podcast, though.
Oh, yeah. We'll get her on.
Okay.
Kylie.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get her on.
Cool. All right. For Children of Men, The book, The Last Human Born, is called Omega, is a baby boy, Joseph Ricardo, killed in a bar fight at age 25, symbolizing human violence. And the movie, the youngest person alive is baby Diego, and he's stabbed to death by a fan. Focus shifts to new birth of a child. So that's like the big difference, is the, just the symbolism of the kid, which I mean,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks, ChatGPT.
Appreciate it.
Okay. That's it. We did good on that one. Other than that,
Fight Club. I hate when I tell you a note and you put it in here and I gave you no context.
I know you did not. I quote exactly what you tell me. I put it right exactly in there.
Well, the note that I gave Allie makes me think that I never talked about how much I fucking love that they break the fourth wall in the movie, and he breaks it in the, well, I guess I don't know if it's really considered breaking the fourth wall in the book, because obviously he's narrating to you, so that's not really a wall. But in the movie, they like stop and look at you and talk to you, and like him and Tyler both do it. I don't know why I wanted to talk about it, but
it was big enough that you wrote a note about it.
Yeah, goddamn. Allie, next time go, can you give me more context?
Okay, we'll do.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my gosh. All right. So ChatGPT gave us this difference. The book, the narrator confronts his boss violently by sprinkling lye on his hand and ultimately kills him by smashing his head with a computer monitor. In the movie, he just blackmails his boss for money and then beats himself up in the office, which we talked about, the beating himself up part. But I don't think we talked about how violent he was in the book.
How come I've read this book now twice and I miss that he killed his boss? I thought his boss was still alive because I've seen the movie so many times. So I just assumed, obviously, like, oh, boss is alive.
Well, I mean, this might be a ChatGPT thing where it's wrong. But
also, but he does do the rest of what is said, which I don't think we talked about how he sprinkled lye on the boss's hand.
Yes, he dies in Fight Club. Okay.
I'm so glad that I watched the movie first and totally missed that part.
I guess so. Okay. Beauty and the Beast. Mm-hmm. We did really good.
Perfect. That's what I'm here for.
Yep. In Mickey 7, Berto is a master of pog ball. And we kept saying pickleball or pong. So
we're fucking dorks.
I know. Because we can't imagine what a fake game is. Like, you would think, obviously, like, they're going to have some.
It starts with P and ends with ball. Pickleball.
Pickleball. Duh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay. So in the episode, I'm like, they have a fun fact about why they paused the movie. But then I never share the fun fact with y'all. I'm like, I'll get to that. And then I don't, it's not even one of my fun facts. So here's what it was. The director had to fight over which cut was going to be released because internal people wanted a different version. And eventually he got his version released that he wanted.
Nice.
So yeah, I don't know what the other version was, but he worked hard to make sure.
I wonder if Edward will know.
I wonder. That's a good question we should ask. Because I don't think we've said it yet.
Not on the podcast.
Yeah.
On our socials. I've announced it.
We're interviewing Edward Ashton, right?
Yeah.
You made me nervous that I was saying it wrong. And he's the author of Mickey 7.
Yeah.
So exciting.
So freaking exciting. Oh, it's going to be so cool. And I read his book, his new book that's coming out in February.
Yes.
So be sure to listen to that.
Mm-hmm. We're doing the interview during December. The break.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it'll come to
get released sometime in January.
Perfect. Sounds great.
Mm-hmm. So look out for that. That's going to be fucking cool as fuck.
Yep. Okay. And then Mickey is when I started forgetting to tell you how many people were cast in the movie. I did that like four times, I think. So 51 people were cast for this movie. Because I know y'all dying to know.
Mm-hmm. How many people were in that movie?
I know. And then that's the only thing we messed up in American Psycho is I forgot to tell you that 52 people were cast in that movie.
We did good with that one then.
We did. This one I find utterly shocking. In I Am Legend, 112 people were cast.
No, that's not that shocking because the one scene where they're all trying to get out in New York.
Oh, that's right.
Literally, okay, it's that fair. One scene.
Yes, it is. Oh my gosh. Let's like cast all the zombies as people.
Oh, that's true too. That could be the case. But yeah.
Sorry, not zombies, vampires or death walkers or whatever the heck they
whatever
are.
The hell they are.
All right. So ChatGPT helped us a little bit. So first off, the girl and the boy are not mother and son. They're just boy.
Oh, yeah.
A woman and a kid that found each other alive. The book, Neville hunts vampires by day, killing them in their sleep. And over time, he realizes they are building a new society to help them. And he is their boogeyman, a.k.a. the legend, who murders them in their beds. That's where we get the I Am Legend part.
That's fucking hilarious. I didn't pick up on that when I read the book.
Me neither. But he is like the boogeyman. He's a scary man that comes and kills them while they're sleeping.
Completely.
So he's the bad guy.
That's cool. That's cool.
That is cool. Oh my gosh. All right.
I just was sitting here siding with him because obviously he's the human, but I wish I caught that when I read it.
I know. My goodness. Okay. Now there's an alternate cut.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I thought everyone knew that.
I did not. So then this probably is not news to you. So the movie in the theater, obviously Neville develops a cure from his own blood, sacrifices himself. Anna delivers to human colony. That's the one we watched. Yeah. Is that the one you watched? Mm-hmm. Did you watch the alternate cut?
No, I watched the theatrical one, but I've also seen the alternate cut too.
Oh, I didn't. So in the alternate cut, Neville realizes the Darkseers are intelligent and he releases their captured female and he survives understanding that he's the monster. So that's more accurate.
Yes, it is. They probably should have kept that.
They should have. What the heck? That's so funny. All right. Well, anyways, that was I Am Legend.
Mm-hmm.
Taming of the Shrew. You got a note there.
I do. And I know what I'm trying to say, but I don't know why I'm trying to say it. Like, I wish I knew what we said that made me go, oh, we need to say this. But basically, in the Taming of the Shrew, there's a part in the play where there's this rich guy who wants to marry Bianca so that he can basically kill her and become a rich widow. Or he's not rich. He wants to be rich. And so he's like, if I marry her and then kill her, then I could get her inheritance. And I think I made that because we started talking about her inheritance and like how a guy wanted it, but wanted to marry her for it when really he wanted to marry her and kill her for it.
Got it. That makes
sense. Or something along those lines. Yeah. Hey, at least I kind of remembered that one.
You did. Good job. So in the play, Petruchio woos Katrina by primarily for her dowry. Then she tames her with this harsh methods, like denying her food, sleep, contradicting her. I didn't realize he did that.
I actually didn't realize that either.
Wow. But obviously in the movie, Patrick is paid to date Kate. Cat and he genuinely falls for her. So I guess he doesn't really fall for her. He just wants to tame her in the book.
Actually, I picked up on that. I didn't realize that he was going to deny her food, sleep, and
I know what the hell.
And knew he contradicted her.
What the
gotta
heck?
Love Shakespearean times.
Oh my gosh, she will love me because I'll deny her all of her necessities. What the heck? So then we're at Mrs. Frisbee and the Rats of Nim or the Secret of Nim. Mm-hmm. And the movie, Mrs. Brisby gives them. This is what we were talking about. We couldn't figure out what the stone was. So I found this one and I put it in.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. The mystical stone amulet thing. It does glow and it gives her strength when she acts out of love. And that's why she can lift the brick. Because she loves her son.
Oh, wow. Why did they not explain that well?
No. And then the movie ends with magical climax when Mrs. Brisby uses the stone to lift her home out of the mud and save her family. And that's what that was for.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
And the black phone, the book, the grabber doesn't wear one.
A mask, I think.
Oh, probably. Yep. The mask. Mm-hmm. He's just described as a generic scary predator, but the movie The Mask is iconic and it changes its expression, smiling, frowning, grimacing as it as it goes throughout the movie.
I think The Mask is scarier.
I agree. I'm glad they put the mask in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Same.
Okay. We got The Long Walk. We did good with
that. I'm proud of us then.
I know. Boogeyman, we did good with.
Nice.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And then The Dark Tower, Gunslinger. The movie compresses elements from across the series, like we said. So Jake's psychic shine, Walter's schemes, the tower's under attack to a single simplified standalone film. Why did I put that in there? Obviously, we talked about that like a million times. Clearly, my head, we didn't talk about it.
Apparently. Or maybe you just wanted to explain, okay, so these were from other books. I don't know. I don't know. Why you.
I don't know what the heck I was saying. We did good on that one. Dang it.
Yeah, we did.
All right. It versus it. Hang on. I'm checking.
Two part.
Oh, well, first, I thought this was cool. I didn't know this. You probably did. 1990, it was a two part miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, TV miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, it was split in two parts.
The VHS came on two separate VHS tapes.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
That's how I knew.
Oh, well, that's fair. I like this one. Tim Curry's Pennywise is mostly sarcastic, clownish trickster. Bill Skarsgård's Pennywise is terrifying.
Oh my gosh. Wow, that's hilarious. Is terrifying.
Terrifying alien shape-shifting predator with unsettling physicalities and CGI enhancements. Oh my gosh, that's funny. Other than that, we did good.
We did good. Other than that, we did
other
good.
Other than saying that
Bill Skarsgård was terrifying.
Terrifying. And Tim Curry was a sarcastic clown.
Sarcastic.
Okay, that's it. Stephen King. Rank them.
Mm-hmm. Are we ranking it too? Or are we just doing the books?
What do you think? What should we do?
I almost feel like we just do the books. Because, yeah, it's a story, but it's not one that we read.
Okay, well, let's rank the books. And then we can rank the movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go Boogeyman, Dark Tower, Long Walk.
I'm going to go Long Walk, Boogeyman, Dark Tower.
Yep.
Okay. Now, movie.
Movie, I got to do all the it's first.
Oh,
I think we go original part one, part two.
Okay.
And then.
I thought you didn't like part one.
Actually, that's a fair point. I'm glad you said that. No. Okay. It's going to be original it part two. Boogeyman. Part one. Dark Tower, Long Walk.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go. It chapter one and it chapter two on the top,
mm-hmm.
and then the Long Walk, mm-hmm. and then the Boogeyman, and then it original, and then mm-hmm. Gun Dark Tower.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Okay, mm-hmm. cool. And which surprised you?
The Long Walk, because I really, really, really wanted to love it.
Aww.
I went into it thinking I was going to absolutely devour it and think it was the best thing ever. And I did not.
I think Gunslinger surprised me because it didn't feel like Stephen King at all. And I was not I didn't enjoy it at all.
Yeah.
I mean, the movie was a little better, but No, I think I chose, I don't even remember what I picked, but I was like, this is just not.
I think you picked the movie.
You think so?
I think so.
Anyways, all right, cool. And then Jurassic Park, we did good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Pain Hustlers, we did good.
Hell yeah.
Let me tell you in a second if we did go with spoiler alert. So yes, we did good.
Generic. I think so.
Yeah. Okay. What was your favorite book of the season? You want to hear what your books were again that you picked?
No, because I actually think it's spoiler alert.
Oh, that was a good one. I did like that one a lot too.
It's either that one or Fight Club. I know Fight Club wasn't one of the ones that I preferred. Actually, No. It can't be Fight Club. Never mind. Because my reason for that is because I enjoyed like just covering it. So I think that's more so a different question we ask in a little bit.
Yes, it is. So here's a spoiler alert.
Let me see.
Okay, so mine are, I'm not counting Tuck because that was not that. But so my other three were Mickey 7.
Oof.
My Long Walk and spoiler alert. Oh my gosh, I loved all of them.
I was going to say that's tough. That's like, hard. Yeah, I didn't prefer the book for the other two, but like I enjoyed the story of Mickey 7. Mickey 7 was very close for me, book versus movie. That was a tough one for
me. It was. I actually think that's what I'm going to go with though, because I still am like when my mom and I were on our way home from Great Wolf Lodge the other day or yesterday, and I was telling her all about it because I was telling her we're going to interview. Edward Ashton, and I was like, oh my gosh, okay, so this is the book we read, and I told her all about Mickey 7, so I think I'm gonna go Mickey 7.
That's amazing. Allie chose a Rob one, guys.
I did. Okay, and what was your favorite movie of the season?
I wonder what it will be.
What could it be?
Mickey 17.
Why?
Shock. No, I absolutely love that story. Like, it doesn't even, like, it's not even just because it's Rob, but it's just a fun story. I really enjoy the story.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. It was, it's a fun one, yeah.
Okay. Although what's funny is, as I was scrolling up, Black Phone popped out, and I was like, ooh, that was a good one, too.
But that was a good one.
Mickey 17.
Mine are going like classics for me, like grown up classics. So I'm trying to decide between 10 Things I Hate About You and Jurassic Park. I think I'm going to have to go Jurassic Park. Okay.
I will, except for our
extended.
Yeah.
All those no listeners getting some good content.
Yes, they are.
All right. And what was our favorite episode of the season to record?
What's funny is I thought I was going to say Fight Club, but I actually think I'm going to say Mickey 7 because I was surprised that you liked it that much.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting you to enjoy the book, especially when I read it. I was like, I don't know. I hope that Allie finds the movie funny enough. That's what I had hoped.
Oh, okay.
And then you actually loved it and picked book. I was like, oh, shit.
Yes. Oh, you were worried I wasn't going to like the book at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you thought I was going to like the movie, but not the book. Oh, I see.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be too sci-fi.
Oh, no, I liked it a lot.
Yeah. Well, I was glad. And I was thoroughly surprised.
Okay, here's I'll put the Long Walk. Because we got to actually go and see in theater. So we did a field trip for this one.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay, that's true. That's where my Long Walk will come in.
Nice.
Yes. Cool.
Yeah.
We did it.
So listener shout out. We just have this one very sweet, I love her so much. She's a listener. She's a very sweet listener. She is Alyssa from the Stories and Spoilers podcast. And I swear she'll send us messages on Instagram and be like, you ladies are doing so good. Keep it up. She even told us that there are some books that she won't even touch, but she loves listening to us so much that she'll listen to our podcast that cover it because she enjoys us so much.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Yeah. So thank you, Alyssa.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So sweet.
Yes. Other than that, it's time for our sneak peek.
Ooh, my goodness.
Allie, why didn't you have this question in there? What book from season 8 are you looking forward to? Mm-hmm. What's funny is the book that I'm about to say is one that I have finished reading already, but I'm just going to say it. I'm looking forward to The Three-Body Problem. Like, oh. When me and John finished that TV series, I was so intrigued, which also, I'm really excited for you to do it because I want to know from someone reading the book first. I want to know that perspective because there's certain things that I'm like, wow, if I had read the book, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, interesting.
There's things that I can't say right now because it would give things away, I think. But it had me so intrigued in the TV show that I wanted to read the book almost right away. But at that point in time, we were behind in off-script stuff. So I was like, okay, it's an off-script book already. You'll cover it at some point. It'll be fine. And so that's like the one that I'm excited for the most.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have two.
Okay.
One is one I've also read already. And I'm very interested to see how much you don't like it. So it's Freak the Mighty, because I just remember this from elementary school. It was a read my fifth grade teacher did. And I was worried it was one of those books that like you read as a kid and then you come back to it and you're like, oh, no. Like, that might be how it is for you because you didn't read it as a kid. But, like, when you were a kid and you read it and then versus coming back versus just never.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually here's another little sneak peek, guys. I'm actually nervous for Unfortunate Events because I know that I love the story. Mm. But I tried rereading the series in college and I don't know if I just had too much going on or whatever. Because like when I got big into the series when they were first coming out, my dad also got big into the series. And he also like I would buy the book. I would read it, give it to my dad. He would read it. So I'm like, obviously adults enjoy it. But for some reason, when I tried to reread it in college, it was not sticking with me. And this is why I've stayed away from this series for us for a little while. But I was like, well, it's inevitable. Got to just go for it.
Well, I finished the first one and I found it fun. But I also like kid books. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway. So Freak the Mighty was one that I was pleasantly surprised with. I haven't watched the movie yet, so I don't know yet. We'll see that. But the one that I legit, when we first saw our list, like I hadn't read any of them, that I was really excited for was Arthur, the dog who crossed the jungle to find a home. Because doggy. And I'm like,
surprised I scheduled that.
I know. I'm like five chapters in and I'm loving it. So.
The movie's amazing. I love the movie.
I'm so excited for the movie. I think that's what I was really excited for. I was like, finally, I get to watch it. Because, you know, I couldn't watch it otherwise.
Yeah. Nope. Never.
That's hilarious. Gosh. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. There's our sneak peek for season 8, everyone. Yeah. But pretty soon, if you want to see season 8, you'll be able to check that out on our website.
What?
There we go. offscript253.wixsite.com/offscript.
Perfect. Yes. This sorry guys. It's like this break. I will update it at some point in December when I'm on winter break, probably. It'll be all ready for your viewing eyes.
How amazing.
On that website, along with seeing what is to come, you can rate, review, subscribe every episode or our entire podcast in general.
Or share it with your friends and family.
Yeah.
What are you doing on Christmas? Sharing off script.
Yes. Be like, I didn't get you anything, but I got you this awesome podcast. It's free.
You need to listen to it.
Definitely.
Your life will be forever changed.
Gosh. I wonder how many people turn off when we're like, that's it. Like, and they just are like, okay,
probably a lot.
Turn it off. They miss all these wonderful gems.
It's true.
My goodness. Anyways. Yeah. So we have a break coming up. Obviously, we just said that. And we'll be back January something.
But we do have a bonus episode for y'all. And it's kind of a fun one. It's an exciting one. So stick around for that.
Yes. We'll be. Yeah. I was wrong. Okay. January 5th is when we'll be back.
Mm-hmm. For Allie's birthday picks.
Yes.
Brie hates them all. I actually, yeah. I mean, I haven't finished Freak yet. I literally, because I realized that I had to watch the movie yet, so I haven't finished it yet. But man, the start of it was rough. You're right.
Oh man. Okay, they're all books from my childhood. I had a theme. And of course, that would read like, oh God, why? I could have chose All Dogs and done
that
the next.
So much better.
The next dog's purpose, whatever it's called.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know which I prefer.
Next year, guys, I'll just pick All Dog books.
It's just, I think I'm very glad that we are so far ahead, because I've been able to do like one of your kids' books, and then I jump to Three Body Problem, and then I read one of your kid books, and then I go to 12 Years a Slave.
You know? Well, look, I picked really short ones.
That's true. That's true. Thank goodness.
You're welcome. That was one of my contributing factors too, because I was really enjoying being so far ahead.
You're like, I have to find short books.
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh my goodness. Anyways.
All right. Well, enjoy this break and we'll see you back in 2026, everyone. How insane is that?
I know. Have a wonderful holiday season and a wonderful new year.
Mm-hmm. And with that, season 7
went off script.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.